It's Monday. I know, right? I'm too excited for it to be Monday.
Wow.
good morning, everybody. We're just going to give it a couple seconds so we can all jump on. I tagged quite a few people because quite a few people got in touch with me last week.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hope they told you about yourself.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But they do like Marital Mondays. They like the fact that you kind of even me out, I guess.
So they say. What's up, Facebook fam? How y'all doing today?
Hey, and while we're waiting, like, share with someone this morning, because this is a good one. You don't have to be just a business owner. This is for anybody that's pursuing anything, right, Bo?
Absolutely.
Anybody that's pursuing anything, this is good for you. So how it started is, good morning, everybody that's joining. Good morning. Share. All right. So this morning we're talking about, I am moving forward with or without you.
Right. And it's no, we're not emphasizing the, I'm gonna do this without you sort of thing, or
I'm emphasizing it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or without you.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
All right, so the scripture for today is 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3. If I speak in tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all that I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. So for me, that's huge, because today we're talking about family and the importance of it. So again, the title is I Am Moving Forward With or Without You. This came from a meeting that I took last week, and I made my husband aware of it, but I went live. I had a meeting with a group of people last week, and we were talking about the television show, and one of the things that the gentleman and the woman said was, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. Your show can be great. Your show can be amazing, but you're going to have to sacrifice some things, in particular, not fully like get rid of my family, but hey, you're going to have to do some things. You're going to have to
ship us off.
Right. You're going to have to sacrifice some stuff. And so I went live, and you know, I talked about it because I know I have so many friends that are in business or going to school or, you know, anything that you could be doing outside of your home.
Trying to level up.
Right. And said, not interested. And quite a few people reached out to me. Some of them are starting their own business. Some are going back to school. Some just have a whole lot going on that requires their attention outside of their family. And they were like, that's a really, really, really good topic. So I spoke to James about it, and we said, well, let's talk about it, because it's not easy. It's not easy at all. So my response to that was, I'm not interested. If you're telling me I got to sacrifice my family, I'm not interested. What do you say, Bo?
A lot of people, this little thing that we got inside of us called,
hey, Aunt Linda,
called selfishness,
mm-hmm.
It's somewhere in all of us. So don't put on here, I'm not selfish. Everybody got a little selfishness inside mm-hmm. of them. And some people are trying to get theirs in a good way, where it's not with a selfish motive, but just trying to go after it.
Right.
And they might not see it as I'm sacrificing my family, because sometimes we don't see that brick wall we're about to hit until we realize, oh my goodness, I just ran into a brick wall.
Right, right. So then the question is there an order to things? Like, is there an order to business and then family? How does it go then?
Yeah, it should be. It need to be. I'm sure it is. So now pick either one of those answers. It should be, it need to be, and I'm sure it is. So whichever lane you find yourself in, the answer should end up with it should. I mean, even the way that we take our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's a God of order. He likes to do things in decency and in order. He don't like chaos. He don't like you being tossed to and fro, being wishy-washy, being lukewarm. You know, so there is.
But it's tough to balance. Like, we'll just use us for an example.
Absolutely.
Right. It's tough to balance it. God does value family, and we have to intentionally do things that keeps our family together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. So
like, I'll use an example. I love for our family to go to church together as a family, and our dynamics mm-hmm. is my wife and I, and then we got our 16-year-old, we got our 13-year-old, and we got the twins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our twins, they're excited about it because the church make it fun for them. You know, our 13-year-old, Gabby, she'll go because she's like, I still like hanging with y'all, so I'll go because I still like hanging mm-hmm. with y'all. But, you know, she don't give too much pushback. Our 16-year-old, like, man, it got
to
be
why do I have to go?
To, you right. know, do. But right. I like our family to go do that together, and it's a good thing that it's not a long time that we're in church, but there are some times that I'll say, we're not going to church today, not to skip out on going to church, but what we go do something as a family in that particular place.
Right.
So.
Because of the crazy schedule in our life. But like this past Saturday, we got away as a family. James took the day off. So let's talk a little bit about that. Because when you took on this new position,
yes.
we knew that it was going to be a sacrifice. We knew that it was going to be a sacrifice. But when we sat and we talked about it, I knew that I was going to have to take one for the team.
Yeah. Yep.
I knew I was going to have to take one for the team. Right. But we sat down and we talked about it. And I think that's the big thing, whether it's going back to school, whether it's a new job that's going to require more, whether it's a new business, it's hard. And you have to put in that time.
Yes.
You have to put in that time. But before you put in that time, you got to talk to your spouse and y'all figure out the boundaries.
Right.
Right?
So it's tough because I know of someone who might have been working, doing real, real good at their particular career, and then all of a sudden switched and they went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And their counterpart didn't know that they went back to school until they called and they said, hey, what you doing? What time you get off work? Oh, I don't work there no more. I'm in school. You're in where? I enrolled back in school in full time. I'm going out to get this, and this. And if that's when the conversation first started.
It happens.
Woo, that's tough.
It happens. So yeah. What would y'all do if that happened? I honestly would not be able to say.
Ding, ding, ding. In this corner,
all right.
We got Mercedes.
Right.
In this corner, we
right.
got James.
But let's be real. It's tiring doing things the right way. And when I say the right way is, back to like James's job, and I do a ton too, but we have to talk about it and keep each other balanced because I have to work sometimes while I'm doing activities with the kids. There's times where James is on the road a lot, and during basketball season, it is craziness in my house. Mm-hmm. I go to 99% of my kids' games, and during halftime, I'm working. Like, for example, when the show was coming up, I got a phone call or a text saying, hey, can you chat? We got the jingle for your song. Halftime, I was out in the hallway working. Went back in after halftime. And I mean, because we agreed that we have to be present for our kids.
Absolutely.
We have to be present. So it's hard work. There's late nights, there's early mornings, but then there's also times where your spouse is saying, I need your attention. So you have to learn that balance. And a lot of that is communication.
Yeah.
If you ain't talking about it, and learning that balance or starting to see their signs when they're getting frustrated with you doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because James was quick to tell me, actually, you waited a little bit.
Yeah, I gave it a little time.
Yeah, he gave me a little bit of time.
To see what you're going to see it yourself. But then I went and I did what I told you all like 3 months ago. I took her to her favorite seafood spot first. Let her eat. And then I said, okay, now you full? You good? You want another one? Hey, bring her another one. Okay, there we go. And then I hit her with, all right, so sweetie, this is what I'm going to need you to do for the family. I'm going to need you to, you know, kind of adjust this, adjust that,
mm-hmm.
adjust that. Pull back a little bit on this because
yep.
A lot of the stuff that I'm trying to do is so that way we can be able to have a certain lifestyle and so forth. But I do not want us to achieve that lifestyle and our kids do not know
right.
who we are.
Right.
I need you. And when I say us, I'm talking about you a lot to be around for all of the kids, 16 down to the 4-year-olds, and be involved in what they do. I'll always still try to show up exactly, you know, when I can and so forth. And then I'll make an intentional, take everything else off my schedule so that way we can spend family time like we did this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
There's 15 other things I could have been doing work related
mm-hmm.
to help build what we're doing as far as work. But mm-hmm. I said, nope, I'm not taking a phone call, a text message. I'm not meeting with anybody.
Right.
I'm not doing an interview. I'm not doing any training. And we went and did everything as a family.
What kind of clues do I give you when I'm burned out and you're doing too much?
Yeah. So.
No, I'm just saying. No, because this happens. This I can speak for women.
Everything turns into an argument. Everything.
Yep, everything turns into an argument. Everything. And then there's times where, listen, I'm home with four kids. I'm running basketball. I'm running daycare. I'm running Isaiah to work. He has a girlfriend. I'm doing all of that. And he wants to call and, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, I'm tired, right? So then he keeps going and going and going and going. And then you come home and try to say, hey, Ms. Wilson. And I'm like, sir.
Get away from me.
Sir, I'm tired. And then he kind of knows, okay, I need to back up a little bit. I need to back up a little bit. My wife needs my help. But there's things that your spouse tells you or clues that they give you that will say, okay, you're doing too much.
Yep.
Like, I used to be really good with my phone.
Yep.
And James will be talking to me, and what do I do?
Exactly what you're doing on your phone. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
I got to know that too. Mm-hmm. And then I'll say some stuff that was crazy, like... And I'm like, did you just hear me? Yeah, I got you. And then she didn't even hear what I said. So
yeah, so he would be like, listen, you don't even listen to me half the time. And that hurt me for him to say that. So I'm like, okay, some changes need to be made. So all of that stuff is stuff that you need to be communicating with your spouse. You can pursue your dreams and your goals.
Yes.
But we got to have boundaries. And the only way to learn them is to talk about them.
And I will throw this out. We mentioned this on a previous segment. I know you just mentioned that I try to give clues and stuff like that, but remember, with guys, we're a little bit more simple than that. Don't even give us no clue. Just tell us. So,
If
I walk in and you say, I'm tired because of these kids, okay, great. I want to hear that you're tired because of the kids, so that way I know and I don't mess it up and assume that you're tired because, I don't know, something else happened or whatever the case may be. So, if you're tired because of the kids, just make it very, very easy for me. Tell me you're tired because of the kids.
Right.
So, that way I can say, all right, you going up to your room, go relax. Kids, y'all come downstairs or we go upstairs and stuff like that. So that way I can know.
Right. And if you are doing it the right way, you're tired.
Yeah.
If you're doing it the right way, you're tired. Because if you are active, like we are active in what's going on with the kids, because we don't want to grow up, like you said, and our kids say what?
I don't know who that is.
Right.
Wait. Now you're interested?
Right.
You haven't went to none of my games.
What if your spouse does not support what you do? Are there reasons why spouses cannot support?
Yeah, and this is good because I want to touch on that, but then I also want to touch on what if they don't support your dream or your career? Do that mean that they love you any less? Like, can they still love you? Can you be the love of my life and don't support and not be in support of what I do?
Hey, tomorrow. I don't think so. I don't think so, because even if I'm not interested in what you're doing, I'm interested in you being happy.
Yes.
I'm interested in you being successful. And I think there could be other reasons why, because immediately people say, well, oh, my spouse don't support me because you don't want to see me succeed or you're jealous. The flip side of that could be is you're not exercising boundaries and you have forgotten about your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of that could be on us. I know I was guilty. I'll just speak for me. I definitely had my moments where I forgot about, I took you for granted, or I forgot about my husband's needs, because I'm like, oh, but I love doing this and I love doing that and I love doing this. And that's where my excitement came from and stuff like that. But I realized, wait a minute, what good is it that I'm super excited about all this, but my marriage is a hot mess?
Right. You got 13 different things going on. In 90 different directions. That's a weird number. Right. 13 things going on in 90 different directions.
How many times have you sat me down and was like, you're doing too much?
Early, often, late, and always.
You're doing early, too much.
Early, often, late, and always.
Right. Late and always?
Yep. Meaning constantly. But it's good. And I remember even in the beginning years, man, We were not having this type of dialogue. It's a growing experience.
Yeah, it was just frustration.
Yeah,
it was balance, right, Aunt Linda?
Yeah, it was just a growing experience. So, but if you're pursuing something and you have a direction and you're trying to go in and it can benefit you and the family, then I do need to be in support of it, rather, because I need to be in support of it because we need to be able to talk through it. I need to be able to, I need to be able to hear you. If I don't have any idea, any interest in what you're doing, and it's time for you to talk to me, then you're not going to talk to me if I don't show interest. Then who else are you going to go talk to? That opens the door for you to talk. That opens the door for you to go talk to some other people. And then 6 months down the line, I find out you're talking to some dudes because I wasn't. I'm going to hit somebody upside the head or something.
You just went left.
Okay. The purpose of me saying that is I want to be the one that you talk to. So I need to be interested and show support with what you do, even if I'm not as excited about it as you. You should be more excited about it than I am. But I want to be supportive because I want to be that ear. I want to be that person that you talk to.
Right. Can your spouse feel used?
Absolutely.
How?
Absolutely. Because it boils down to not feeling appreciated and so forth as well, where I'm doing all of this, and in my eyes, it looks as though you get to go do all of that.
Right.
And not reciprocate. So there's times where I will say, you know what? Hey, you going outside the house and you do everything that you got to do. I'm going to keep the kids. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go do that. Mm-hmm. Now, that don't happen often, but there's a couple times that they do. So that way...
Sometimes it's forced. Sometimes it's like, okay, you're getting on my nerves. You need to get out.
Yeah. I wanted to put out there that I will try to take on the responsibilities of what you do so I can let you go on out and go, do your thing and try to accomplish quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'll take the kids. I'll go do this and do that. So that way I can have a level of appreciation for what you do. So that way you don't feel used because I didn't marry you. So that way you can be a sit-home mom and you only take care of this. I still want you leveling up. I still want you to have some desires, some dreams, some goals. Right. I still want you to go after, but I do know that you are the cornerstone of keeping the family balance, and that's why I look at you often saying, hey, no, I need you to be making sure that this is more of a priority than what everything else.
So can we talk a little bit about taking one for the team? Because I think a lot of times, well, what you just said is taking one for the team. Mm-hmm. I honestly think, kind of like how Roswell says, spend one day with us. I think you should spend a day in your spouse's shoes so you can really appreciate it, because a lot of it is, I've heard women, I've talked to a ton of women that feel unappreciated, that if a kid is sick, they're the ones that have to leave whatever they're doing or come home, or some of us are home with the kids. Mm-hmm. And the husbands come home and go, well, why isn't this done? Why is, like, what's the problem? Why are you so tired? Spend a day with the kids. And James has done that a few times, and after like 3 hours, he calling me. I got to turn my phone off.
Just to see what side of town she on.
Right, like, where are you at? No, it's not where are you at. You don't miss me. You want me to come home and get them kids.
Mm-mm. No, listen. I don't get where she get this from. When she's gone, I let her stay gone. I do not bug this woman when she's gone.
You're going to sit there and lie
now,
like that.
When it's getting sort of dark or something like that, I will send a little general text just to see where she's at. I'm telling you. I am Mr.
Hot
Daddy
mess.
Daycare himself. I hold it down
Hot
with
mess.
The kids.
Ooh,
and I do not need the help on the one day I do it.
You starting on the one day I do it. Out lying like this.
No. Wow. I do not be blowing up the phone saying get back home.
When you have the kids, you took them to Delta last week and texted me the girls missed you. Y'all was gone for like, what, two? Not even 2 hours.
That was a joke, because that's what you say to me.
Oh, now it's a joke.
Yeah. That was a joke. We came back and we still did other things. That was a joke, because you know how you always say the girls miss me?
I'm done calling you out now.
Yeah, that was a joke.
It was a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Okay, so let's talk about taking one for the team.
Oh,
now.
My goodness.
Let's talk about...
Cancel that seafood reservation.
Uh-huh. Taking one for the team, though, because I think this is a big one. And the few people that reached out to me talked about what are the boundaries, though. What are the boundaries? There are times where my kids know that James will not be at what percent of the games? At least 50, 60% of the games. They're going to look up and see me. When he talked about this job promotion, we knew that. We talked about that. So then things have to be clear for me to be there, taking one for the team.
Yes.
So if your spouse has a career where they have to work, and y'all sit down and say, this is the career move, You can't then get angry, which there's still times where I do, and that's when I know I need a break. Mm-hmm. When I start texting him saying, you got it good, or listen, don't call me today because you outside the house and I'm with the kids.
I'm like, oh my God.
He knows that I need a break, right? It's time for a break.
I'm like, wait, hold on. What is going on here?
Right.
Oh my goodness, where did that come from?
Or I say, you know, I need you home, and he'd be like, is something wrong? Nope, it's just time. Nope, it's just time. But he can recognize that. But if your spouse has something going on, then talk about that. Like if your kid, Gabby, there's softball. If your kids are in baseball, softball, whatever it is, and your spouse is handling business, then y'all got to talk about that beforehand. And you know, I'm taking one for the team. I'm taking one for the betterment of the team because we talked about this. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
And so, what was it, about 2 weeks ago? Actually, no, about a month ago. It's just that you just got it 2 weeks ago. About a month ago, I purchased my wife this little care package and so forth. And when I was in the store getting it, of course, the store associates was telling me everything I needed to hear so they can get a sale or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But they were like, what's the occasion? And so I told them, no, it's not an occasion. And then another person said, oh, I see what you're buying. Oh, you must have did something wrong. Or you're trying to get out the doghouse. Or you're trying to, mm-hmm. another person, are you not sleeping on the couch at night? I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Because they were like, well, most guys who come in here to buy what you just bought and stuff like that must have really, really messed up. Did she forgive you? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just doing this just because. And my answer was, well, no, my wife is usually home with the kids most of the time and she's holding it down. That's why I'm getting it. They all looked at me like, what? Mm-hmm. Well, what are you talking about? Okay. That's what story you want us to know? No. It's because you, as if I cheated or something like that. That's mm-hmm. what they were looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, but no, I wanted to be able to show some type of appreciation and it was true. The reason I have bought what I bought was because I'm like, no, she holds it down and she helped keep it balanced. We say this to each other often, I cannot be out working doing what I'm doing unless you're doing your part holding it down and vice versa as well. So it's equally as important.
Right. And I wanna go back a little bit and bring up that point. Your spouse can feel used.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that when we're married and he and she knows I love them and you know that's my boo and they know that. A person can feel used in your marriage, period. It can happen. So we need to be aware. And it's a constant thing.
Yes.
Like, I have to think about it often. Like, how does this make him feel? Or there's times where we intentionally do. Can you put your phone down? Or Mercedes, I'm trying to get your attention or whatever. So that back and forth is normal, especially if y'all trying to level up. But we have to kind of keep our ears and our eyes open for things that can hurt our spouse's feelings, to be honest.
Yep. And we love each other so much. We actually are in love with each other. We love each other and we like each other. So there's times where
we like each other?
Yeah, we do. Three separate things. Ooh. Liking someone and loving someone and being in love with someone. Mm. Three different things. I like that person, but I don't love them. You hear people say it all the time. So liking someone, loving someone and being in love with that person, three different dynamics, and we have all those. But the reason I'm pointing that out is there's times where we both will be irritable to each other at the same time for like a 1-2 day stretch where it seemed like you touch me by accident, and we both arguing. So then that lets us know that we need some alone time, we need some loving time, we need some talking time, we need some attention time, we need some kids get.
Or just get away from the kids. Right. Get a sitter and just get away.
Absolutely. Lord and knows. We both have to be able to identify that little selfish bug that's inside of us that helps us push towards our individuality of what we're trying to accomplish and so forth. We need to keep that thing in check a little bit so that way we can be able to make sure that both of us can identify and see those things.
Right, and Tiana was right. Tiana, you're right. Yep, many people miss career moves because their home life isn't right. But isn't it funny how society sells us the opposite?
Yeah. I tell you all the time.
You won't miss any moves if you just fully dedicate. But the big move you're missing is your family.
Yeah, and I would not be able to do the job that I do and function because I do believe I'm doing a great job, and I thank God for that. And so forth, but I would not be able to do it if I didn't have a supportive wife and I didn't have a stable family a loving family. We have our issues and stuff. Every family mm-hmm, do. Mm-hmm. But if this wasn't right, I would not be able to function. Let's say if I would not. I would not. That's right. Why I'm always on you about taking care of your health and so forth as well, because that's one of my fears. Oh my goodness, if you go down for 3, 4, 5 days, I don't know what I would do as it relates to still being able to do what you do and what I do and so forth. I mean, I don't know.
Should your spouse financially support your dream? Or should they just be the emotional? If they can, should they financially support your dream?
I just don't know if it have to be broken up like that exactly. And this is why I say that, because the dynamics in our home is whatever penny you got, I got. Whatever $1,000 you got, I got. So
But money is a big issue though.
And that's true.
Some people need money to do
that. Yeah, some dynamics is you have yours and I have mine. We don't have that type of, you know, dynamic. So for example, if there is, I think that if you're going after something, I think that you all should talk about the level of what you can invest
right
towards that.
Right.
Just like if you were going to school.
But it should be something. Business,
it should.
Or
it
is
should
it
be,
okay for it,
not? No, it should be something. Now, but if you're financially not in that position to push anything towards it, then that should come up in the brainstorming, in the communication right about what you're planning on doing, because it's going to be tough. You saying, I want to go to law school, and we're struggling right now to even, you know, pay rent. And then you're looking at me sideways
right
saying, I'm not supporting your dreams and stuff like
right
that.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, so you got to discuss that just to be able to know. Now, if the money is good and things is flowing and you are spending $500-$600 on eating out or whatever the case may be, and you're like, man, just an extra $250 towards this right here per month will help out. Well, then some adjustments could happen there.
Right. But if you can, I should have said it different. If you can, if it's possible, should your spouse, do they have to support? Should they have to support?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should want to. Like, for
right
example, a couple months ago, I after watching a couple of your Mercedes Wilson shows, I'm like, oh my goodness, this show is like really, really good. Okay, from this point forward, we are going to invest this much per month
right
towards the Mercedes Wilson show.
And that
and
made
I,
the world
I,
to
and
me.
I want to spearhead. I'm yeah like, this show is,
yeah,
you keep on going with this, because someone going to call you, pick you up and say, hey, we want to just purchase this whole thing, keep your whole little flavor and stuff like that. We just want to financially back you.
Right.
And I want to still make sure you do that.
Doris, you're right. It says the mindset of a marriage has to line up with being one.
Yeah.
So in everything, what you would like, you need to do.
Yeah.
So my answer is yes. If it's possible, your spouse should financially support. If you are one, when your spouse succeeds, you succeed.
That's right. That's right.
Period.
Absolutely. So and even when we should have different things as individuals that make us, man, feel like I'm going after this, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that, I'm taking care of it. But those things that we go after and that we're doing should still center us back to collectively our right common goal.
Right, right. And don't always assume that if your spouse doesn't support, that it's something on them. You got to be real with yourself too and say, am I neglecting a bunch of things? And they don't like the fact that I'm neglecting a lot. So maybe I need to step my game up in my home versus he or she is jealous. They don't
yeah
want to see me
yeah
succeed. No, they want to see you succeed, but they don't want to see the family fall apart.
Right.
So if that's the case, then maybe you need to sit down with your spouse and say, well, why aren't you supporting me? And you might be surprised at the answer that you get, because they do want to see you succeed. In most cases, they do want to see you succeed, but you need to sit down and have that conversation.
And absolutely. And for all those who are parents and who have children in the home, it is so important that we show our young children what healthy relationships look like, what pursuing careers while still balancing a family looks like. It's so many absentee fathers, it's so many distant mothers, it's so many absentee parents
yeah
in the home where it
and
has
the,
a,
and the coming together
yeah
have to say
where
that
it has a young person just confused on the camaraderie of, you know, family, how important family is. You know, you hear a lot of people say, man, that person will come and go, but family will always be there. Well, if you don't grow up seeing that and being around it, and that's not important, they're mm-hmm not going to think that. So we got to
right
do a better job of trying to make sure that a young person see what love looks like, see what an mm-hmm argument looks like from people who really, really
right
love each other.
And being part of a team. If we got
absolutely
a lot going on, you got to do your part, which I need to get better at that. I'm soft. I just do it all for them.
Oh, yes, that's going to be another topic.
Yeah.
It's going to be another topic.
Yeah. But next week, We got a good one.
Yeah, we got a good one. Yeah, next week's topic is keep your beep hands to yourself.
Take the beep out.
No, that's the beep is there. Oh, we're going to say the word?
No.
Okay, okay, so let's do the beep. Keep your beep hands to yourself.
Well, I just thought it was going to be keep your hands to yourself.
No,
but
see, that's soft. Okay. That's soft. You just said you're working on being soft, not being soft. So we either going to do the beep or we're going to say the word. And I want to say the word, too.
No. So thank y'all for watching with us today. Hit us up in the comments. Again, like, share. So people can watch the replay. This was good.
It was.
It was good.
It was. What's going on with the Mercedes Wilson Show?
It's good. We're on three different networks: Kingdom Insight TV, WBBZ TV, and LC TV. We're on like 4 days a week on all those different networks. So check out my page to get the days and times for those. Everything is going really, really, really well. It's going well.
That's good. And we still can use a few more supporters.
Advertisers, yes. We have opened it up for advertisers.
Absolutely.
Yep, so hit me up on my inbox, MercedesEWilson.com. And give us some ideas for the shows. If there's something going on, because I hear from people, mainly women, in my inbox all the time, asking questions or saying that topic was really, really good. And we're getting suggestions and stuff. So if you want to give us suggestions, hit me up in my inbox. Hey Brenda, hey Fredrika, hit me up in my inbox with some stuff. I mean, we like to talk marriage is work, but with God all things are possible.
Yes.
So we pray blessings over everyone for the week.
Absolutely. And we will see you all next week when we talk about keep your hands to yourself.
Bye, everybody.